Let us read responsively from the 96th Psalm. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth.
Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day.
Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength.
Give unto the Lord glory and unity to his name. Bring all and come to his courts.
O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear him, fear before him all the earth.
Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth.
The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof.
Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord.
For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Let us pray. O God, the creator of this world, we thank thee for the beautiful in music. We thank thee that through the power of song, thy nature is revealed to us. We know that in thy sacred presence, the things we see are temporal, but the things we do not see, beauty and truth and goodness, are eternal. O thou who hast touched earth in men who become revealers of thy unseen beauty, we thank thee for all artistic creators who have been entrusted with these special gifts. Grant to us, O Lord, the vision to gain new insights, new truths, and new feelings through thy works of art. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
This year we have had opportunity to discuss various aspects of worship. Each of us has experienced worship in this very chapel. This morning, let us consider briefly the role of music in worship. The importance of music in worship is attested not only by its continued use for thousands of years in religious rites, but also by the experience of worshipers today who, through music, achieve a communication with God. What is the nature of music, and what are the qualities of music necessary for our worship? One answer can be found in a single word. It must be artistic. In America today, we are accustomed to having music at our fingertips. Our radios, hi-fis, and television sets produce musical sounds at our command. When we dine, we are bathed with noncommittal sounds. We are entertained with musical accompaniment. Our emotions are tickled momentarily by musical sounds. Today, in many instances, music is used only as a tool. Madison Avenue has learned that people retain information easier and longer when their advertising jingle is set to music. So music is used as a babysitter. It is used to sell soap or automobiles. It is used as a tranquilizer to quiet frayed nerves. And in some cases, music is used to sell religion. It is encouraging to have great musical works available to nearly every person through recordings. It will be more encouraging when every person can learn to listen to music in its true aesthetic sense as a work of art. One characteristic of artistic works is that of form. We think of paintings, statues, and architecture as forms in space. Music is an art form which occupies time. Its materials are sound, melody, harmony, and rhythm. The arrangement of these materials in time builds artistic forms which are interpreted by our minds and interpreted through our ears. It is only as our minds perceive and interpret sounds that a musical composition becomes a work of art. Music then becomes a thing of beauty. As a time art, each tone, each phrase, each melodic fragment builds and fuses together to form an artistic creation. What is the import of a musical, artistic form? One thing, it can express the nature of human feelings, where language and discursive thought fail. It can reveal to us our inmost feelings regarding emotions, strength, and peace. It can reveal to us, if you please, an idea of the holy. Language cannot give us the feeling of holiness, but the artistic form of music will give to us an expression of awe and a sense of feelings familiar to the human heart. The craftsman's tools in creating a musical composition are also comparable to many of the experiences of our human lives. There is tension and relaxation. There is agitation and repose. There is growth of strength and humbleness of stature. There is dissonance resolving into a consonance of sublime beauty. God is the creator of beauty. He works through the minds of men to create artistic forms which give to us new revelations concerning his being. It is when the expression of human feelings in musical forms strike a respondent vibration corresponding to a need in our lives, that the true import of music falls on fertile ground. The listener does not need an education in the craft of musical composition in order to gain an idea of the beautiful from his listening. The listener need not inject fantasies concerning the music or its composition, but rather let the music speak to him as an individual. Let him gain through artistic beauty the things which will enrich his life. Music listening then becomes a personalized endeavor. The same musical performance may produce as many various insights as there are listeners. Artistic expression becomes a logical part of the service of worship. In fact, in no other place does music more nearly fulfill its mission than when it becomes a part of the worshiper's communion with God. Suzanne Langer makes this observation: art does not affect the viability of life so much as its quality. That, however, it affects profoundly. In this way, it is akin to religion, which defines and develops human feelings. When religious imagination is the dominant force in society, art is scarcely separable. Whatever is holy to people inspires artistic conception. Later, Miss Langer admonishes the church by writing, "Today the church tolerates utterly bad painting and banal music in the belief that saccharine paintings and barbershop harmonies are, quote, nearer to the people than the so-called distanced works to which great artists gave and still give their souls and skills. They corrupt the religious consciousness which illustrate the teachings of the church. They degrade those teachings to a level of worldly feeling. Bad music is irreligious because everything corrupt is irreligious." End quote. There are styles of musical composition which by association belong to the service of worship. There are other compositional devices which are associated unreservedly with secular activities. It is unfortunate indeed when the mind of the worshiper must be detracted by the use of such music. Our heritage of great hymns become the chief medium for congregational expression of praise. The accumulation of musical sounds into artistic forms performed by the choir and the organ give us feelings akin to religious thoughts. Such music, when wedded with the spoken word and prayer, then becomes a part of true worship. It is the duty of every minister to give the people of his church an opportunity to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let us pray. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.